Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk. I'm your host, Miss V, out of the D, and I've got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Man, I tell you what a great weekend.
It is a beautiful weekend. I want to start off with, no, I did not bet on the Belmont. I saw who won the Belmont, and it still wouldn't faze me. So.
Yep, I did not watch it, did not bet on it. And it's like, yeah, good thing I didn't. That was fucked up.
I probably wouldn't have bet on that horse either.
I mean, didn't pay shit.
So, run no money lost, because run no money bet. I was at the Tigers game today. It was a very beautiful ceremony for the celebration of Miguel Cabrera joining the 3000 Club. You know, when he did that hit back April 25th, his 3000 home, his 3000. So when he did that, today was the celebration. Actually, they were celebrating all weekend, but one of them they postponed until like July or something. But I have a Mr. 3000 t-shirt that was part of my ticket that I paid for. Plus, I have a comic book cover that has
nice.
Him on it. So I know we lost. I really didn't go anticipating us to win, just being honest. I came home. My neighbor was cutting grass, and I did not ask him to do my backyard because there's too much stuff in my backyard. And there's another guy I pay to do my backyard. But my next door neighbor's son is getting ready to get his license. So I was going to give my neighbor, I tried to give my neighbor $20. And he's like, no, you keep that. I was like, listen, gas is $5 a gallon, shit. And you on a ride in my car? So he was like, nah, he was like, give it to the kid. He was like, I'll get the kid to come out here and do something. Because we had been talking earlier about teenagers. And I want to have this brief talk about teenagers and how we raise our children. Because I am a single parent. And my children didn't get a car to drive the car they drove was the family car, my car. And me and him was talking because I told him, I was like, you know, y'all should probably be, the conversation was about him not even going to clean out the car that he's going to be driving. They have a car just for him. He ain't got a share car. He got a car just for him, okay? And
yeah.
He said, you know, he ain't even went and vacuumed out the thing, and he got a car he's going to be driving. I was like, well, y'all need to be making him pay $100 a month. He said that's what he told his wife. He said, no. I said, let me tell you something. I said, you haven't paid $100 a month. So that he feel like he's doing something. And I said, on top of that, I was like, you take it and you put it to the side. You don't take it to really take it from him. I was like, when he graduates, you give him that money. I said, if he decides to go to college or whatever, you give it to him then. But then he learns how to appreciate things. I was like, because I don't want to see your goddamn insurance. I said, I'm going to be honest.
I said,
so you got a 16-year-old on y'all insurance and my neighbor, it's not their fault, but they have had two vehicles totaled in front of their house because of the idiots that drive down our goddamn street. So it's not like their insurance is cheap. Their vehicles will be parked and the shit gets hit, okay? So I'm like,
All
right. I'm sure your insurance is not cheap for that reason. But he said his wife said, no, we're not going to make him pay. I said, you know what? I said, she ain't going to talk to me. I said, that's why I call y'all rich. I said, because he's going to be driving his car. And I said, I'm sure at his high school, there are people, there are children who are single parents, who come from single parent households, who are not going to get a car. I said, I didn't have a car to drive when I was in high school. I said, my children, I was like, the car they had was they would drop me off at work, and they would take my car because I had to pay for parking, so it was cheaper to let them park free at school. And that way, since they started school after I started work, they get there, and I said, but the deal was they had to get their ass and pick me up from work on time because I wasn't playing that shit.
Yep.
I said, but, you know, it's a number of things. And I said, you know, he needs to learn this. He's like, you should talk to her. I was like, you know what, I don't think she's going to hear me. I was like, but you know what, y'all go on. I said, because you know what, he gets into that first accident, who going to pay that goddamn deductible? I said, part of that, I was like, and I was like, if she say her baby, I said, well, tell her baby need to get a job and start paying some bills. I was like, because you know what, I said, my son and daughter, I pay their cell phone bill, but I pay it so that I can keep in touch with them. And I'm able to do it. I said, but rest assured, my daughter actually could pay her cell phone bill. I just don't take the money out the damn account. I'm on my daughter's account to take the money for her insurance and her cell phone bill out. I just never take the fucking money. But it's not like she don't pay it. I mean, seriously, it's not that she don't pay it, because when I tell people they're on there, what I don't tell them is that it's not that my daughter don't pay it. It's that my ass forgets to take the damn money out of her account. Which is a little bit different, because she's like, Mom, I know the bill is to just take the money. Mom forgets to take the goddamn money.
Well, that's the thing.
In
I mean,
case,
I was raised like
he ain't on no account.
Yep. I mean, that's me. I bought my daughter years ago her first cell phone, and within 2 days maxed out text messages. It's like, are you shitting me? Oy, yeah, had to spend more money on that shit, but same thing with you, Miss B. I had to drop my mom off at work, take her car, go to school, then she had a ride sometimes home from work or to the next job. Then I would have to pick her up at night from that second job. Until I worked my junior year summer and saved up enough money and bought my first car for my senior year. So, yeah. And I had to pay for all that insurance, gas, and all that shit back then. And the price that fuel is at now, holy fuck.
Greg, I ain't going to lie to you. If I had a teenager right now, with these fucking gas prices, they be learning how to catch the motherfucking buck. I don't want to catch my own goddamn self, okay?
No shit.
When I leave my house, I don't come back until all my shit is done, okay? I can't you not because I'm staying in my house 2 and 3 days in a row to avoid driving.
Yes.
And I tell people, I just filled up my car and my daughter's car yesterday. And anybody who's listening to this show will know that this is something I do all the time with my daughter's car. We both had a little bit less than half a tank. It cost us $92.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you how many gallons we got for these $92. And yes, people, I'm cussing about this because this shit is some straight-up bullshit. Let's see. We got $92.01. We got 22.66 fucking gallons.
Yep.
We weren't even empty. We both have 17-gallon tanks.
Oh, wow.
Therefore, it normally takes 35 gallons to fill up our two cars.
Yep.
We're hitting fucking half, and we're like, okay, we back filling up. And if it weren't for the fact that, I mean, my daughter would have to make a choice if it weren't for the fact that I'm paying to fill up our vehicles. So
yeah.
I can tell you, if I had a fucking teenager at home, no disrespect to my next door neighbor, no disrespect to anybody who has children that drive, but a $5 a gallon, your ass gonna learn how to catch the motherfucking bus, because I'm going to get you the bus route, I'm going to buy you a bus card, and your ass is going to learn how to catch the bus.
Exactly.
Well, I might be catching the bus with you, okay?
That ain't no shit.
Let me get this shit really fucking clear. Any parent that is giving their child a car to drive during these economic times, I'm going to call all you motherfuckers rich. Because let me tell you something. If I did not live in bumfuck motherfucking Egypt, I would probably be catching a bus to my fucking damn day job. It costs too goddamn much.
I agree.
It costs too goddamn. Let me say how bad it is. Everybody knows when I go to sporting events, I drink. I had one goddamn drink when I was at the damn game today. For one, it was too fucking hot. For two, I had to think about, okay, well, this is when you say, do I have alcohol or do I have fucking gas? Bitch shows motherfucking gas.
Exactly. I mean,
if you
are
having your teenager drive during these times, it better be a life and death fucking situation, because I don't think no teenager need to be. I think every single motherfucking teenager needs to learn how to catch the bus right now. And I will ride with you.
Yep. I mean, right now, I'll put it this way, Miss V. I drive 28 miles one way. How far do you drive one way for your job?
I don't know, but I can answer that question. And I'm going to be honest, I've never tried to figure it out because it's never mattered. But you're right, it matters now.
That ain't no fucking shit. I mean,
and
when
I'm
I drove
very
over...
honest when I say it's never mattered. I've never really thought about it, not because it didn't matter, because it always fucking matters.
Yes.
But let's see. Come on. Okay, let's see. It looks like 22.3 miles.
Okay.
One way. So a little bit less than you. Not a lot, but a little bit.
And see, that's the thing with me. I mean, I know your vehicle has a computer that will say this is your average miles per gallon per mile. Mine says 22. Well, I have always put it to pen and paper, and I get 20.9 gallons, basically miles per gallon. And I did that when I drove over the road. Because you have to figure out how many miles you get per gallon and how much fuel you can put on when you get loaded heavy. So, yeah. And I put 20 in yesterday. I filled up for 40 today, and that was 4.96 per gallon.
Now, what I paid, that $92 was at $4.05 a gallon, but that's only because I used Kroger fuel points and got a dollar off because it should have been $5.05 a gallon.
Nice. Now, that's the thing. I can buy the cheaper 10% ethanol blend. I will not, because I get worse gas mileage, and my engine will ping. It will make noise because of that. So I have to buy 87% real unleaded fuel. But again, I've got a 2007 vehicle. So anyone that has a vehicle that is a mixed flex fuel, then go ahead and buy the ethanol blend. Me, I can't.
See, I have a flex fuel vehicle, but the whole thing is that I can't put E85 in my car.
Okay.
And most of the time, the majority of the gas stations near me don't have ethanol. There's a few that do. And Shell is what I normally – I'll tell you how bad it is. Shell is my go-to. Shell is what I normally top off with. I haven't even been able to go to Shell. And I do Shell because Shell has a higher grade of gasoline than Kroger. But listen, bitch filling up two cars. I got to go with the Kroger.
Yep. Yep. And I, Shell, we have them out here in Choctaw. I will not go there because their fuel is higher. And that's even on the real fuel. So I don't go there. We had a gas station 5 years ago, decided once the contract was up with Shell, he went independent and got better, cheaper fuel.
And see how where I live at,
so
it's not that many Shells, but BJ's gas, shockingly, runs very well in my car.
Yeah.
Shockingly, I did not anticipate that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys hear me eating because I went to the game. Again, I told y'all I had to choose food or gas. So I chose gas.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I already know people that are stopping buying and drinking like Cokes or Pop. And starting to have to buy, ramen noodles.
It's sad.
So, it's sad, and shit, I had to do that
today. I want y'all to stop one damn thing. What we're going through is not political. Do not let these motherfuckers in D.C. tell you this is political. Because let me tell you something. This is a combination of we're coming out of COVID. Demand has gone up. There's a fucking war in Russia that has nothing to do with us. But it's affecting our fuel.
We get fuel from Russia. That's the problem.
But that's what I'm saying.
And
because because of this war, the fuel that's available is less. And so when people start saying, oh, this political party, this political party, that. Let me tell you something. I didn't know this political party was over in fucking Russia. I didn't know, and when I say this, I'm not saying one political party or another. I didn't know one political party over another was able to predict COVID. I don't know one or the other political party that has anything to do with that fucking war overseas.
Yep.
This is a combination of a lot of things that have hit all at once.
Yes, I agree.
So when you see these political ads blaming one over the other, I can tell you if the other party was in office, we would still be in this fucking situation. Because this was unpredictable. And let's remember, there was a fucking ship stuck in what was that, that damn canal for 45 fucking days. They had all everybody's fucking goods on it. We're still recovering from that. So this is a culmination of a whole lot of shit that's just hit the fire all at once. the bomb went off and everything is going haywire.
Yes, I agree on that.
I hope we get through it. I hope we get through it.
Yes, yes. It's not a Republican thing or a Democrat thing with the former president or current president. Now, I would say this for me, I think the current president should realize and open back up the Keystone Pipeline. Because that
it's
is...
It's only parts of it that's closed. And
he shut it down.
Even with Keystone being open, it's what hooks up to the Keystone is closed off in Michigan. And that's what people don't talk about. And he ain't got shit to do with that.
Yeah.
That has to do with the state of Michigan shutting it down because they had too many fucking leaks and they got in Lake Superior, which the other political party would love to say, oh, well, it needs to be open, but they don't talk about the fucking leaks in Lake Superior that affect that. It's the reason why the governor of Michigan said shut it down, because they dragged that damn pipeline.
Yep.
They said they saw where it had dragged when it finally broke in that big spill, and they never caught it, and they said it should have been an alarm on there.
Okay. Now, that is one junction of that pipeline. The other pipeline comes all the way down from Canada, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, all through that, Kansas, and it's the part of that, and I've had friends that worked on that pipeline until Biden shut it down.
But wasn't part of that due to the Indian tribe saying they didn't want it going through their territory? It's not as simple as the Keystone, because my understanding, the Indian tribes had something to do with that also.
Probably so.
And he can't override the Indian tribes.
But they've also got oil on that property that they can benefit from. But with the president shutting down all drilling, everything in the United States, that's wrong. We have so much energy out there, and trust me, if you want to buy an electric vehicle, I'm thinking about it too, but my credit is so fucked up, there is no way I can buy a electric vehicle and have payments on it, period.
Well,
even if it's a $15,000, no. I mean, I just found out Friday that we've got a girl up there. She traded in her car and got one for $15,000. Now, what's the payments on that and all that shit? So there's a lot of people that cannot afford a even a $10,000 car.
Well, right now, can't nobody get a car.
No. Everything's tied up in China.
I'm sucking on these bones like this is my last damn supper. I'm sorry, you guys.
Now to get off that note, I mean the horse race today or yesterday? Oy.
I didn't watch it. I'm being honest.
Nope. I actually watched when I finally got in from mowing and everything else, taking a shower, and it was like damn near 6 o'clock, so I saw the highlights. I was like, yep, that horse didn't do shit. And then on top of that.
The Kentucky Derby winner didn't even win the Belmont. So the Kentucky Derby winner didn't run in the Preakness, and they didn't win the Belmont. So, again, what was the point of – now, I will tell you, because the next big race is the Breeders' Cup. So it's time to start watching the summer races. But I'm like, do I really want to watch the summer races? Even though the summer races are some really good races. They're probably better than the Triple Crown anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I agree there. But it's so much better when you are watching the Breeders' Cup and you have a Triple Crown winner in that. Oh, it's so much better, especially when they win all of it.
You know, but the fact is, three different horses have won. Who do you watch? I mean, that's like having three different dudes in three different nights. I mean, who do you really choose?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all know that I take that shit to sex in a heartbeat. I wouldn't be me if I didn't make it about sex. Remember, just because we're doing real talk don't mean that we always try to get sex up in here somewhere. We'll find a way. We don't always know how we're going to do it. But I tried to find a way. I thought that was a good analogy for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, talking about sex, I had a girl text me about 4 weeks ago. I need somebody to fuck. Then, last night, I need a friend with benefits. It's like, motherfuck, I'm working.
First off, you need a friend with benefits. You might be, don't be calling Greg, because Greg ain't got no benefits to give you, honey, other than one thing between his legs. So what other benefit you looking
for? Exactly. And now that
come on.
Here's the dilemma. She is about 7-8 miles away. And I'm thinking, how the fuck? 7-8 miles. Okay, the price of gas. Okay, how many times can I actually go over there and not? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. Because of the cost of gas, let me tell you something. Gas and COVID are going hand in hand with me. If you can't pay for me to get no gas, listen, I got clothes for my shit, okay? I'm just keeping this shit real, because, see, I ain't trying to have you come here, and I really don't want to come to you. So,
yep.
Since I ain't trying to have you come here, and you probably want me to come to you, at the end of the day, let me tell you something. COVID, that bitch, COVID, you know, that kept us all locked up. Well, now you can blame these fucking gas prices, because I can tell you something. Bitch got some requirements. See?
That ain't no shit.
I don't drive a hoopty, and I don't drive a SUV, but I drive a 2016 Malibu. That bitch have a 17-gallon tank. Let me tell you something. Regardless of who you are, you got to be giving me at least $20 just to come see you. That's only 5 fucking gallons. You know, I'm sure that 1 gallon would get me back and forth to your house. But, you know, I got to start putting the price on the coochie. You know, I used to be like, bitch horny? Bitch would be here horny. Let me have some phone sex, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And hope one of us get off. Ooh, baby, and let me scream in your ear, and you could scream in my ear, and we could do it that way, because I can tell you that, you know, it's just a new day. COVID and $5 a gallon for gas. Yeah, and somebody talking about sugar mama, sugar daddy, let me tell you something. I am ready to go get a sign. And where I live at, and I think I've said this before, where the city that I live in, you can hold a sign up. You can pay a handle as long as you don't impede traffic. But I'm close enough to the corner of the main street where I think I may go up to the corner of the main street if it weren't for the fact that my picture would be. I want to be honest. If it weren't for the fact that my picture would be probably all over the motherfucking news and not in a good way, I would probably go up to the corner of my street that has a stoplight and have a sign in my hand, a nice sign. I have a job, but I need $50 for gas.
That ain't no shit.
I would put a dollar amount on there. You know, I'm not even going to sit there and try to be funny. And I will put on there, once I get $50, I will leave. You will not see me back up in, up here until I need $50 again for gas. Because all I want is gas money.
Yep.
If it weren't for the fact that I thought that my picture and my name would be splattered all over the motherfucking news, I would do it.
Agreed.
That's for times. Come for desperate ways, but like I said, I would probably lose my job, my day job at that point because nobody knows where I work and I'm still not gonna put it out there. But I would lose my day job, and I can't afford to lose my day job. But I will keep my day job and not do that. But let me tell you, let this shit get real hard, bitch. Might have to go up there and say fuck this damn day job because if I can't get to work, I ain't got a job any damn way. Let me pull radio.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, right now. You know, if you stay at home and work for the day job, you know, 2-3 days a week, you're doing good.
Hey, Randy.
Now.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You were talking about gas prices and all. I am, $5 a gallon where I am.
Yep.
$4.99, $5 a gallon. Ugh.
Yep.
That's crazy. This is going nuts. I'm one of the people that doesn't have a car, but I've never seen gas go up this high before during my lifetime. Not even when I was younger. Real
nobody
younger,
has.
Like, the gas has never been
nobody.
This high.
And you got to think, I mean, next week we're going to have $5 in Oklahoma next July, well, actually July and August. It's going to be up at $6 plus per gallon.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's a lot. And telling you that for those, and I'm going to say this, and Greg, this will affect you and I more than anybody else. And it affects us. Because we don't live on public transportation lines. This is when I tell people, don't get me wrong, I love living where I live at. So before anybody says, why did I move? I move because I do love where I live at. But the current economic situation sometimes make me wish that I lived closer to the inner city on a bus line. Because I can tell you, even though the bus runs where I live at, it runs like once every 2 or 3 hours. Where in the city, that the bus runs every 15 or 20 minutes.
Yes.
So, and then where I used to live at, the bus was actually on a 7-minute schedule. So every 7 minutes you saw a bus. Therefore, you know, when I'm at to see a bus once every couple of hours, I will tell Ian, everybody, I hope that people are as blessed as I am who live outside of the city, because those of you who live outside of an urban area where there's a major bus line, I'm being honest when I say that I hope that you can make it to work. I hope you can make it to where you got to go. I am blessed that my salary allows me to still do a lot of the things that I do. I'm very fucking conscious, as y'all have heard. You know, I'm really Once I leave my house, I'm doing every fucking thing when I'm gone. Because when I come back, I'm not doing the running in and out like I used. So you see, like, oh, I forgot this. Let me go back here. Hell no. Bitch is in.
Yep.
Ain't no running here. Yep. Ain't no running to the store. If I got to go to the store, bitch might as well hop, put on her gym shoes and walk. I'm not driving.
Yep.
And
it's going to be on my way
for
home.
For anybody who does not appreciate public transportation, I'm not knocking it. I mean, when I lived inside the city of Detroit, I did catch the bus on more than one occasion because my bitch ass did not want to drive to work. Not because I couldn't drive, but because the extra 10 minutes early that I had to leave to go catch the bus was well worth it. That peace that I could sit there and be like, ooh, I'm chilled, was worth it.
What?
I wish that I could catch the fucking bus right now. In order for me to catch the bus to work, I have to leave my house even earlier than I currently leave. Then I have to go someplace else, and it still takes me an hour and a half to get to work. So for me,
yeah,
it's easier to drive, but I can tell you that these fucking gas prices, something's got to give.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are
going
to be a number of people. There are going to be more people at food pantries. I see more people needing assistance because this is not something that we can predict. And I can tell you there are going to be a lot of people who are going to be looking to try to find jobs working at home. The problem is that there are already a lot of people that are working at home. Everybody can't work from home. And you're forcing people where, I'm going to tell you, there are people who are going to have to take more than one job and hope that second job is closer to their home.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if it weren't for the fact that they probably would not hire me, I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fast food restaurants here by my house. Listen, I'm ready to take a second job.
Yep.
Speaking for the people who've been taking public transportation, at least most of my life anyway, I have no problem getting from point A to point B. I have no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, today, I get up at a certain time. Well, in my case, about 7:30. And I know what time the bus comes at a certain time. Weekdays, no problem. Weekends
yeah.
and at night, you just gotta play with it because you don't know what time the bus will come. That's on weekends at night.
Yes,
I hate riding the bus on the weekends. But if I gotta get to work on the weekends, I just gotta leave a little early because in my case, I don't trust the bus system on the weekends. But I got to get to work anyway. It's either that or, lucky for me, I can walk to work from where I am. Like about 2 miles from my place. There's no problem.
Shit.
I can get there. I can get to work in less than 45 minutes if I want to walk. If I'm in the mood to walk, I can get there in less than 45 minutes. No problem. No fucking problem.
Dude, I would buy a bicycle.
I wish I lived 2 miles from my job. Oh, my God. If I lived 2 miles from my job, this would be a fit-ass bitch because, you know what, I wouldn't be driving. I'd be like, oops, let me walk.
I need the extra.
Because I have caught when I, like I said, when I lived in Detroit and I was closer to my job, way closer than I am now. And I caught the bus to work. Like I said, it was by choice. It wasn't because I had to. It was like, some days I'd be like, fuck it. I'm up earlier enough. Let me go on and catch the fucking bus. And, you know, I would catch the bus to work, and I knew which bus it was. I had already checked out the schedule. Like you said, I know the schedule and everything. And where I lived, the beauty of where I lived, that I literally lived between two bus routes. So I can go...
Yeah,
three houses one way and be at one bus route, which would take me a little bit longer to get to work, or I could walk a block and a half the other way, and at the corner there, that bus will get me to work in 30 minutes. So I, you know, when I say I knew the bus route, because for one, I had to teach my son and daughter how to catch the bus when they were going to school, and I made it a point that my son and daughter, even when they went to school like far away, if my car broke down, I was up on the bus with their ass, taking their ass to school on the bus. And people used to say, how that do it? Guess what? That's how you do it. You get out there with your children and you show them. So both my son and daughter knew how to catch the bus. I can tell you right now, my daughter probably could catch the bus, but she works from home all the time. So
yeah.
What the hell is this guy doing? I'm sorry. I'm looking out my window and stuff. And
I mean, Randy, me,
yeah.
If I was you, man, I would save up the money and buy a electric bicycle. 2 miles from home is work. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I would love that.
As far as I know, it's nothing to me. I mean, as long as I know where I am, as long as I know where I'm going. I mean,
yeah.
In my case, I
yeah.
just straight shot up the street, 2 miles up, and then turn left. And that's it.
Yes. Now,
but I understand what you're saying.
Catching the bus, okay, well, when are they going to raise the prices because of fuel? Then walking, it takes 45 minutes. Now electric bicycle? Oh, shit, you're there in what, maybe 15, 20 minutes? Oh, dude.
Yeah.
If I could be that close to work, I would buy me an electric bicycle. Huge.
Why not a regular bicycle?
Well, if you want to pedal, fine. But
okay. I see what you're saying.
I would rather have an electric one because I've already pedaled to work before, and it was 4 miles. Oh, trust me. Yeah.
Yeah,
even when I drove over the road, I would park at the truck stop, lock everything up, jump on the bike, and it was 6 miles one way.
Mm-hmm.
And that wore my ass out. But, oh, shit, electric bike? Oh, fuck, I'm all over that motherfucker.
Let me ask you guys something. Do you have somewhere in your city scooters, like electric scooters, scattered around in different parts of the city
and
neighborhoods where you live, or electric bikes?
Yep.
Yes.
You got to use a scanner.
A credit card to use. Yeah.
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 They have them here.
We've got them. We've got them in the city. But not anywhere near where I am.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, they're not where I live at. But when I go to Detroit has them. I want to say, Royal Oak, which is one of our bigger suburbs. I think they have it. It's sporadically downtown. Detroit has them downtown majorly because we have all four sports downtown. So when you've got all four sports down there.
Uh-huh.
And our big theater district, they're all over the fucking place. I mean, when I say all over the fucking place, them damn things, I'd be ready to, I'd be wanting to throw them into the middle of a motherfucking street sometimes. Because I'd be like, can't y'all at least have a place to park them? You know? And they're trying to get better with them because they're trying to make it where people just can't leave them random places. But the whole thing is that once the money runs out, the money runs out, you know? So they're trying to make more spaces where they can get them and leave them. So there are more places around the city. But I can tell you, them damn things. Apparently you're supposed to wear a helmet with them, and they did a thing on the news here about it. That's the only reason why I know. And they said that you're supposed to wear a helmet, and if you contact the company, they will send you a helmet or something. I was like, okay, for one, them damn things are dangerous. Two, I I can barely ride a motherfucking bike. I don't need to be on no fucking two wheels. Let's just keep that shit clear. I'm telling you, a whole lot of motherfucking drunks be on them bitches here. A whole lot of drunks. So I'm just keeping it real. I don't need to be on one. I think that maybe if I took the time to learn how to ride it, because I heard that I've got coworkers who have been on it, and because when we go to work, some people have to park a little bit farther away, and I have had coworkers who said, listen, this cuts down on my time getting in because I got to park here. I grab one of these little Segway things, and I hop on it, and then they literally park it outside of our building. I'm like, yeah, you can take that bitch someplace else, you know. I'm like, you know, I understand them, but they, by having coworkers who tell me why they use them, I'm like, okay, I can see all sides, but I'm good. For one, if I got to pay to park in a parking lot and I still got to pay to use that bitch, what's the point of me having it? Now, I wouldn't mind. Now, if I'm going to kill a dog, if I, really thought that I wanted to do something, what I would do was, if I was going to take the time to do that, I would park my car on the parking lot, and I would put my bike rack on the back of my car, and I would take my bike and I would ride it into the office, because we have a bike rack where we work at that you can lock up your bike at. That's what I would do. If I'm going to put my ass on one of these damn things anyway, I might as well throw my bike on the back of my car.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
And that's the way to go. I mean, most buses.
And you can't. And here you can throw your bike. I don't know what cities, what other cities have, but here, because of the number of people that ride their bikes to get to and from different places, they actually have the bike racks on the front of the buses now.
Yeah.
So
same here. Same where I am. Yeah.
Same here. Same here.
So you can catch the bus, you can ride your bike to the corner, to wherever your bus is, and you can put your bike on the bus, and then when you get off, get your bike, keep it moving.
Take the bike with you, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see a lot.
Randy,
I mean, see
a
lot.
If I did 2 miles from work, but you do live in Baltimore where it's got that unpredictable weather like us. Not exactly like us, but sometimes it's unpredictable. But I ain't gonna lie to you. Weather like this, shoot. Well, not like this because it was 80 degrees today. But like on a nice great day, shoot. Give me a cup of coffee or whatever, and I'd be walking to work.
Yeah.
Shit, if it's 90 degrees out there, you better believe I would take some water with me and shit.
Yeah.
No, but I said
yeah.
If it's not 90, I'm sorry, I said on a nice spring day, a nice, you know, when it's about
75-70
degrees,
mm-hmm.
I would give me a nice cup of something, you know, leave earlier than I need to or whatever, stroll my ass on the work shit. My ass be a bad-ass bitch. My body would be tight. I'd be like,
yeah.
Be like, what you been doing? I've been walking to work. You've been walking to work, yeah. Don't you like it? I look good, don't I?
Yep.
You know.
And so, you know, with Randy, on those days, even hot days, ride that electric bike. If it's raining, take the bus. Man, it's a win-win for you, Randy, big time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big time.
Oh, where did I get? Let me ask you something. Besides being out on, see a couple of those electric bikes on the streets, that you got to use a credit card or what's those scan things? Little scan things you got to put in
the
order
QR
to get
code that you still.
Yes.
But you still have to have a link to a credit card.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Even when you scan it, you still have to have a link to a credit card.
Okay. All right. I get it.
Now,
I mean,
if you buy your own, Bass Pro Shop has got a nice one that has big, fat-ass tires.
Mm-hmm.
But you're looking maybe $2,000.
For a bike, for a ride, $2,000 for a bike that has a pedal in it, right? You're talking about that, right?
It's
for a motorcycle.
Not a motorcycle. It's a electric bike. Yes, you might have to pedal, but it's electric. So once you pedal 2-3 strokes, then it's all electric. Keep it charged up, man, you're good to go. And they've got the big, fat tires. So it's stable and all that. I mean,
where do I charge it up? At a gas station or something?
Well, you charge it, I think, at home. I think it's a regular 110 outlet to charge it compared to...
Yeah, it's a regular wall charger. It's not like the car.
Yeah, I mean, a car is 220. So, a bike, 110. Extension cord, done.
Yeah.
And the
range,
they've
got some cheaper than that. They've got some like that are $500.
Yeah.
They do have some cheap. He's just talking about like the really, really good one like that they have. But they have some that are $500.
Oh, yeah.
Because the bike that
Now,
Randy, just so you'll know, because I heard you say $2,000 for a bike. Just so you'll know, the bike that I did not get, but the bike that I currently have, was a little bit under 200, and that's the bike that I use for my triathlon. So I could also ride it on the street. That's why I got it, because I wanted to ride it more than just in my triathlon.
Yeah.
My triathlon bike that when I was training my trainer actually told me to get this particular bike. I couldn't afford that bike at the time because that bike was $600 and it didn't have no motor on it. The motor was me, and that bike was designed for that. So $2,000 actually for a bike now, I mean, that's what they're paying. Those bikes that they're riding in the Tour de France are probably a good $3,000.
Oh, if not more on the Cannondales. The Cannondales are the top of the line, and that's a pedal. And, I mean, I've got a friend up in Montana. He'll ride that thing every day for 30-plus miles.
Farmer, all I can say is I hope if I reach 70 years old, God forbid, hopefully I have the strength. If I walk the 2 or 3 miles that I do right now, God forbid they let me do that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when I was little, 60 or 70 year old people when I was growing up, they don't walk that. They don't walk that way. They don't walk that many miles. I see a lot of 60, 70, 75 year old people. They don't walk.
72, and my mother walks 5-6 miles a day.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to start walking with her on Tuesdays, the Tuesdays that I'm not working.
Mm-hmm.
Because
bless her.
Here in our city, they have a seniors program, and they walk on Tuesdays and Thursdays on our river. They're called the River Walkers.
Uh-huh.
And
they
walk. We have a trail on our riverfront park has a place for them to walk. And my mother walks down there. My mother has done a 5K with me. She's done a couple of 5Ks with me. And one of the reasons why my family works out is because when I started running marathons and they saw how I was doing with marathons, my family said that if I can do it, because remember, I didn't start working out heavily until I was in my 40s. I wasn't always working out. I did my working out that I had to do when I was in the military, when I was in my 20s. But when I got in my 40s was when I really started working out heavy, really heavy. And remember, I ran my last marathon like at age 45. So
yeah.
My mother was out there training with me when I was doing these like 5Ks. And my family started doing it because they said if I can get out there and decide at the age of 40 that I was going to do it, that they would be hanging with me.
You said your mother's 72. You said your mom's 72.
Yep, and my mother, does it. She works out actually more than I do now.
Well, like I said, your mother must be one of the dying breeds of.
Not here
dying
in Detroit.
Breed.
Here in Detroit, the people here in Michigan, I ain't going to say just in Detroit, here in Michigan, they work out. And I can tell you, everyone in my family works out. And I'm going to tell you something, Randy, that you probably don't know because I had to find out about it. But any senior citizen that has worked and contributed to Social Security and they carry their health care into retirement with them, they have this thing called Silver Seekers.
It's yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
A free gym membership.
Yeah.
And so many senior citizens at the gym. So when you say that she's a rarity, no, she's not, because I'm going to tell you, if they got Silver Seekers, you might not see them on the street, but they at the gym because, see, they hanging out at L.A. Fitness and these little Anytime Fitness spaces. My mother has a membership to L.A. Fitness. My grandmother, who was here with her, has a membership to L.A. Fitness. And they went, now my grandmother just turned 94. Now, she doesn't walk like my mother because naturally she doesn't have her stamina like she used to. But she's, you know, she would go and she might walk 20 minutes on the trail with my mother, you know, because I told my grandmother, I said, you got this gym membership. It's bought and paid for. You here, instead of sitting in the house, y'all can go. And I kind of said, listen, let me go. Like, I can go on a guest pass with either one of them. My gym membership is at Lifetime Fitness. I'm not a member of LA Fitness. But because both of them are on there, I was like, if y'all want me to go, and they started going. I was like, all you got to do is go once a week. You ain't got to go the whole time. But now that they have our river walkers back up, my mother, she does that. I mean, she walks. And my mother, when she retired, the only way you stay active when you retire is to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not about being a rarity. I think you may not see these people, but I'm telling you, they're out there doing it. 70-year-olds is like the new 50. I ain't going to lie to you. And I can't, you know, I mean, think about it. 50 is like the new 30 because I can tell you. I'm doing shit. I'm like, okay. I'm glad I could. I thought that I was going to get 50, and I was going to be like them folks on TV. They looked at 50, and you'd be like, damn, they look old and shit. I look good for 50. Everybody I know who's in their 50s look good, okay? I'm not just saying me. I've got a girlfriend who's getting ready to turn 60, and I can tell you, 70 is like the new 50. 50 is like the new 30, and I don't know what the fuck 30 is. 30 is just fucking 30, because they ain't got nowhere to go.
Is it like a new 10 or something? Or
no, because they ain't that stupid.
30 is the new stupid, and keep partying and playing and do all what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I don't do that.
Then
40,
then you realize, damn, did I fuck up?
Now at fucking 40, they're talking about I'm adulting. What the fuck you mean? You adulting at 40. You should have been adulting when you was fucking 25. You know. we gonna talk next week. See, we're gonna talk about everything. We got, let me look, two more shows and we'll be on summer break. Yep, we got two more shows. Everybody, we will be talking next week. I might be drunk next week because next Sunday is Juneteenth. I will probably be giving a Juneteenth lesson. But with that,
and
have a
next
great
Sunday is Father's Day too.
Oh, happy Father's Day next week, Greg.
Yep.
So we got
we'll
Father's
be here
Day
next
and Juneteenth.
Week.
So Greg will probably be drunk. I might be drunk. Okay, with all that. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Ciao.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.